too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show, Monday, August 13th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today, great week today. There is a lot going on, and I can't wait to jump into it. Reaction Monday, I'll just go ahead and tell you now, we will hear your reactions, want to hear your reactions on our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We want to hear your reactions on our health care text line, 986-1566, both those area code 864s. We want to hear you on our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. And what a weekend it was. Goodness gracious. Today, obviously, we are going to get on the PGA Championship coattails. Talk about Brooks Koepka. And perhaps one of, if not the greatest driving performance weekends or weeks we've ever seen it on the PGA Tour, Major Championship Golf. Blasting at 330 and hitting fairways and just having an unbelievable accuracy coming in and amazing this stuff there. Obviously, Tiger Woods adding some excitement to it. Adam Scott and just that one of his leaderboards. I told Todd Satterfield and I were talking, and I said, you know, one of the crazy things here is that I would say this golf tournament is the best major championship we've seen maybe since the 86 Masters, where all the top players were on the leaderboard, and they were playing at an unbelievably high level of golf. Man, how about all those bomb diggity drives, all those iron shots that are just being flagged, and all those putts running the hole? The ball looked like a desert rat, scared desert rat running a hole, just flying in the hole all the way around the place. Unbelievable scores. So we get to that high level of play there. We get into Clemson's big scrimmage over the weekend in which Justin Ross made the college football world stand up and take notice of his amazing one-handed catch. Hearing a lot of great things about the quarterbacks, hearing a lot of great things about Jalen Dixon, Lynn J. Dixon, hearing a lot of great things about the entire wide receiver core, the offense put it to the defense. Hearing good things about both BT Potter and Greg Hugel from the weekend as well. So great stuff there. Looking forward to talking a little more about Clemson football scrimmage. 20,000 or nearly 20,000 of you showed up yesterday for Fan Appreciation Day at Clemson. Not surprising that number was that high. We can get into the Major League Baseball weekend. Red Sox just don't lose. They just keep winning and winning and winning and winning. And 9.5 game lead there. How about the Braves now? Tied for the lead. National League East. With the Philadelphia Phillies. Had a little EPL opening weekend in the premiership. And Man U wins, obviously, on Friday. There was news of the Ohio State deal. And there were some accusations about Tom Herman. He denied saying that he was the source behind it. So did Brett McMurphy. Still a little fire coming out of the Ohio State investigation. And how about the Friday we learned from the mother of Courtney Smith, that she said, no, it was all self-defense. She was the one that was attacking him. Anyway, crazy stuff there. Then you had the Maryland football situation where DJ Durkin is now on administrative leave as they investigate just how harsh things were at University of Maryland, their football program. You had NFL weekend, a lot of exhibition games, exhibition news, and rookies and injuries. NASCAR, Kevin Harvick won up at Michigan. The just a busy weekend. Ryder Cup, 1 weekend closer to there and 1 weekend closer to the selection of the team, guys that made the team from this weekend. Tua supposedly way ahead down in Alabama. We'll get that a little bit. And Nike goes 4-for-4. Koepka winning 2 of the 4 now. And where he is, Nike goes 4-for-4 with their stuff. So, a fascinating weekend. And really, I would say from here on out, I'm trying to think what's coming up now with the football weekends getting closer. I'd say that's probably one of our, this is probably the first of many, many, many consecutive really cool Reaction Mondays. The most important part of any show, including Reaction Mondays, is segment two. More important, or almost as important as that, is introducing the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24, the Twitter world number one in your heart, and my yawning Eskimo brother this morning, Mr. Zach Oar 24. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Not too bad. Happy to be here this morning.
Couldn't be better. Yeah,
excited after a nice little weekend, but excited to be here. Absolutely.
Tell me about your weekend.
You know, there was a Saturday and a Sunday involved this time. It was craziness.
And won't be long. That won't be the case for you.
That's true. Last couple here. And, we were around the house. We did some things. Went up to Kristen's parents. I helped them out yesterday. We did some stuff up there. And now we're back here. It wasn't too crazy of a weekend. Wasn't too notable, if you will.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what'd you do, man? Give me like a highlight. I know you watch a lot of golf.
Oh, I was locked into the PGA.
You thought he was going to miss the cut.
On Friday, going into the tournament, yes. Those first two holes did nothing to calm my nerves on Friday. And then he just kind of clamped down and locked it down. You know, if those first two holes don't happen on Friday, what are we talking about this morning? You know?
Yeah.
So it is what it is. It was a lot of fun to watch, and we'll dive into that in a second. But
a segment two?
But we can if you like to. Yeah.
No. It's segment two.
Sure, we can talk about it in segment two.
What else is on tap? No. It's what you want to talk about in segment two.
More importantly, what did you get into this weekend? Because I had to turn off my Twitter notifications. With so many stinking people going, oh, congratulations, Mickey, and all this stuff. It was just ridiculous. I couldn't handle the amount of outpouring of respect and just love and excitement.
It really bothered you, didn't it?
It did.
Getting that much attention somebody else. No, mm-hmm. the attention was to your reaction, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I still saw that a lot. We did a lot of that Friday, and I have not returned all the phone calls, all the texts, all the tweets. I wanted to make some sort of blanket deal there. This Friday coming up, we find out, boy or girl.
Nervous?
No, I just want a healthy man. Really, honest to goodness, a lot of people say that.
Mara's not listening. What do you want?
No, I keep telling her that it's going to be a little girl. She says a little boy. No, neither of us know. But I just want a healthy baby and a happy, healthy mom come out of this whole deal.
No, good.
But Friday, we had a really cool deal. You know, she's taking a new job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already started, by the way, as an assistant principal. And her new school had an outing Friday at the lake for the teachers and their families and all the administrative stuff. That was really cool. Met a lot of really nice people there. Then I had an interesting golf match on Friday.
Any listeners in that group?
Not really. It's all about the school stuff.
How about that?
Yeah. Hate being the center of attention and stuff like that. I like when it's about her and their people. Really cute kids, though, man. Took sure. Marley out there. Marley's a good little boy. Marley's roles changed since Stacey passed, though. Like, He's always reacting to her, and now like he's got to be the lead actor. You know, it's like Don Cheadle making the next jump in his career. Had an interesting golf match, quarterfinals of our match play at our course.
Did you win?
No, that's the bad news.
Unbelievable.
On the back nine, this is pretty cool. I didn't tell you this. I'm one down coming to 10. No, we're even coming to 10. He birdies 10 and 11. I birdie 12. I'm just a short one of 13 for birdie, but this part there. We both birdie 14. I birdied 15. We both birdied 16. He birdied 17, birdie 18. 10 birdies in 9 holes.
Goodness gracious.
I made 6, I made 4, and I got beat. Yeah, that's one of the things like I feel like Tiger could play good, got beat.
You know what? I would file for a rematch after he pushed the match a couple a day. Didn't want to do it.
No, that got pushed there.
No,
can't do that.
Should have been a forfeit, to be honest.
No, can't do that.
Should have been a forfeit.
Had Meredith had a friend in town this weekend. I had a friend in town this weekend. We went out Friday night for dinner.
Good.
And I had a couple cocktails, like 2 cocktails.
Whoa!
And I had one of those stinky grandma stinky legs. I had like this craft beer kind of thing.
Why?
I don't know. Just to see what it tastes like. It tastes like garbage. Saturday, be honest with you. Oh, Saturday I had some friends there. Played dominoes. What, about 6 or 8 of us. You ever play dominoes?
You play dominoes?
Yeah, I think it's pretty fun. I cooked out some steaks, but let me tell you something. Filets on that Traeger called Ben Duncan, Ace Hardwell from Simpsonville. Man, that Traeger cooked. I didn't know it could cook beef like that. Had some filets.
Melt in your mouth, good, huh?
Oh, this is good. But just having friends over. And I got to be honest with you, Mr. Or24, Jack Lake Tonto. On Sunday, I felt bad because of our company and them not having stuff to wear and then me being a little lazy. We didn't go to church. And I'll be totally honest with you, I didn't do anything yesterday. I sat around and did nothing. I just watched Gwatchkoff.
It's a good day for it.
From noon until 7:30, just watch golf right in front of the TV.
It was a good day.
Lazy day.
Big week this week, though, right?
Huge week this week. Thursday, we are at Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
5 until 8.
Five until eight. Get there early.
We got to get there like 10 in the morning or something.
No, 5 to 8. Yeah, 5 to 8. Yeah.
Are we the only show that works that day still? Is that what we're doing?
I think so.
How's that?
I think so.
Good for them. I like this. And yeah, big week. We're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's basically here now. I want to talk Clemson football and the scrimmages from this weekend.
A lot of good news and notes out of that scrimmage this weekend.
Lots. Including, surprisingly, the offense ahead. Now, watch what happens, though.
Mm-hmm.
Defense was the next scrimmage.
Good little video came out of that. That went viral there.
Old Justin Ross.
Yeah.
Man.
From Trevor Lawrence, my dad.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. I just football too. I mean, you realize basically now it's almost here, right?
What are we, 19 days? Is that what the board says?
19 days, 6 hours, 3 minutes, and 36 seconds, but who's counting?
Oh, mama.
I have this weekend, next weekend, and then it's here.
And then it's here.
Oh, buddy.
Enjoy the last 2 free weekends of the summer.
Yeah.
And then it's full go. We're all into it now.
Amazing. Seriously, are we going to talk Clemson football or PGA in segment 2?
You know what? I was planning on going over the scrimmage. Want to talk PGA, I'm more than happy to do that.
Let me quickly say this about the Tiger Woods thing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a great little graphic this weekend, and it was the number 6. Or the number 9. Have you seen this graphic before?
I have not seen this.
It's 2 guys standing on both sides of this numeral. And to one guy, it looks like a 9. And to one guy, it looks like a 6.
Okay, yes, I've seen this.
And how they're arguing back and forth. And say, you know, it just depends on what set of goggles you're looking through.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we have this on our show. We have this from people that are from friends of ours that we talked to at lunch, whatever. Tiger's never going to win again. He's washed up. No, Tiger's going to win again. Hey, we don't know if he's going to win again or not. Nobody knows that. But also nobody knows if he's not going to win again. The thing that I have now learned in my advanced age is that it's absolutely crazy for me. If you don't like Tiger Woods and if you think he's washed up, then I can't present evidence to you that he's going to win again. It's an opinion, and you're not going to agree with that opinion, right? But my point is that for a 42-year-old man, that this time last year, this time in December or in November.
Yep.
We didn't know if the guy was going to play golf ever again. Texas, you're the best. We didn't know if the guy was ever going to play golf again.
It's dark times.
Right.
Very, very dark times.
Here we are 8 months later, 9 months later, and with the fuse back and how many ever surgeries later. We're talking about a guy that contended, had the lead or one shot back of the lead in the last two majors of the year. A guy that is going to make the Ryder Cup team. A guy that's right in the middle of the FedEx Cup championship coming down the stretch. And a guy that had some magic with his lowest round ever in the final round of a major.
64 yesterday.
And so whether he, I told you this before, I don't think he has to win majors to be back. He's not going to be what he was. He's 42 years old. Without any surgeries, he's not going to be as good as he was. With a fuse back, he's certainly not going to be as good as he was. Here's what I know. I know that golf is better with Tiger Woods. Did you see the crowds at Bellevue? Did you see the cameras? Did you hear the electricity? It's just better. Now, you can argue that all you want, but there's nobody that could truly stand up and say, you know what? I like golf better without Tiger Woods. Even the haters. I like them better without Tiger Woods. No.
The haters, of which there are many.
But the point is that if you don't see the fact that there was some greatness in there and the fact that this is, that even the haters of all haters have to admit that they didn't see this coming this way. And now they start going to these narratives of, well, he didn't play good 1 week. Well, you know what? Neither did Koepka. Neither does Dustin Johnson. Neither does Jason Day. Neither does does Jordan Spieth. Neither does Roy McIlroy. The game, I told you on our tweet last night, Mr. Or24, that Brooks Koepka, two tournaments ago, missed the cut. He shot 77 and missed the cut. That five times this year, four or five times this year, he shot 77 or 78 in tournaments. You're going to miss cuts. And when he missed cuts, we're going to say Tiger Woods, oh, it's over. Oh, I hope you people saw that. It's over now. No, Phil Mickelson missed a cut at PGA Championship. No one's ever going, well, Mickelson's done. Patrick Reed didn't play well this weekend. Well, Patrick Reed's done. That's it. He's done. No, man. In golf, it's different. There's so many players that can win. Remember that I told you this earlier in the year?
Mm-hmm.
That the difference now is that there's so many players who can win. And some of those bombers that if they're driving it great, they make a couple putts, that now the field, the potential to wins, but that's why it's more difficult the Tiger than ever before. Isn't that exactly what happened this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
So the people that don't like him, I'm not going to try to convince you to like him. I'm not. You've already got your mind made up. But if you don't see greatness in a 42-year-old man a year after not knowing if he's going to play again, making the Ryder Cup team and being in contention and having the best score of the last two majors and climbing from 656th in the world to 26th in the world, if you want to stick your head in the sand and pretend like that's not some sort of great accomplishment because he hadn't won a major yet. He hadn't won a major yet. No, he climbed 630 places in the world rankings. He's going to make the most important team in golf, the Ryder Cup. He's going to make the team. And if you're going to stick your head in the sand over that, then Lord help you. Because you're so biased that you can't see a really, truly amazing athletic feat.
So we're going to recap the PGA Championship in segment two. We'll do that.
All right. No. I want to do the clubs of football
stuff. No, I want to recap now. I'm excited.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Makes tons of sense.
Folks, it's summertime, and in August, it's a very important month, and Zero Res is one of their busiest months out there. Insanely clean carpets. They can clean like new. Cleans with powder or powered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals, no soap attracting residue. And that's Zero Res Greenville. Now, it dries twice as fast. It protects your pets, protects your family. In August, in this month of August, a great special, three rooms, $129, free hallway. When you mention my name, Mickey, getting back to school, the kids are the summertime's over now, basically. And so the bottom line is that you can actually clean your home now. 864-558-7300. 864-558-7300. Spell it backwards or forward. The right way to clean, zeroresgreenville.com. Make your appointment today. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. We'll take a break. Segment two with Zach Orr right after this.
Head to Bojangles for their two-piece dinner, two-wing dinner, or one-breast dinner for just $3.99 each. Did you know you can spray Lionex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench? A trailer? Van liner? Work truck? Motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lionex it.
Call us today at Lionex of Anderson.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
School is just around the corner, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca wants to invite you to our back-to-school sale. We offer the lowest prices on a new mattress and the largest stock of all size mattresses, including twin and full extra long. And you get your box spring free. We also offer frames. Open 7 days a week. The back-to-school sale through August 25th at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located 15 minutes from Clemson, right off of Highway 123, across from Chick-fil-A.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hi, this is Gary the Mortgage Expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
Ready SC in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College is assisting with the recruitment and training for McLaughlin Body Company. McLaughlin Body Company will be hosting a job fair Thursday, August 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Anderson Civic Center. Employment opportunities exist for production welders, assemblers, paint seal technicians, material handlers, quality technicians, and maintenance technicians. For full job descriptions and to apply online, go to sctechjobs.com. McLaughlin Body Company is an equal opportunity employer.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio, porch, or pool and save during the summer clearance sale at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Available for immediate delivery, buy it now and enjoy it tomorrow. It's the summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Candy Foundation Specialists want to take care of you. If you have creaks, I'm going to say it right again. Cracks in exterior brick or mortar, interior cracks above doorways or windows. If those doors or windows become jammed, it might be telling you just how much of a problem you're having with your foundation issues. Boeing foundation walls, sunken concrete, steps, walkways, driveways, so much more. Let Canty raise it for you. Canty.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty Foundation Repair Company here in South Carolina wants to help you with a free quote. Let those professionals help you. Great product, quality products, proven services, great people. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. I hope I'm not influenced you, buddy. I want to know what the original plan of segment two, because this is your segment. This is what you want to talk about. You control it. Take it over, Mr. Orr 24, Zach.
The original plan went out the window and we started talking Tiger Woods and I got all fired up again because I had talked myself into a bit of a mourning period about it, and that's completely gone out the window. And I'm now turning to embrace what happened yesterday and what happened over the weekend. But first and foremost, congratulations to Brooks Koepka, right? Brooks Koepka shoots 14 under, shoots and cards a 66 yesterday to win the PGA championship up in Missouri, up in St. Louis. What is the course called? Belle Reve, excuse me. Yeah. Great crowd yesterday. Great.
Boy, how about that?
Great the coverage. Place. The energy was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. Everybody and their mom was rooting for Tiger Woods yesterday, and Koepka went out and put a 66 up and held off Tiger Woods on a Sunday charge. It was a lot of fun to watch on both sides, I'm sure.
69, 63, 66, 66.
Yes.
Perhaps the greatest driving that we've ever seen in a golf tournament.
He was unbelievable driving the ball. He was unbelievable on putts inside 10 feet all weekend, actually. He was a major champion yesterday. He was a two-time major champion winner over the course of the year. He won the U.S. Open, of course, earlier this season, and then finishes off his year with the PGA Championship. Now is the owner of three major championship trophies, which is just a huge congratulations to Brooks Koepka and everything that he's accomplished in the game of golf so far. You had mentioned Tiger Woods. You had gone off a little bit about Tiger Woods, and unfortunately for the one, maybe two of you out there, we're going to continue to talk about Tiger Woods because that was the biggest story yesterday, regardless of who won the tournament, because even though Brooks Koepka won, Tiger Woods was a story. Tiger Woods finishes two back of Brooks. He shoots a 64 yesterday, all the while going 0 for 7 on fairways in the front nine, still makes four birdies and shoots a 32. On the front nine. How is that even possible?
Faldo said it's one of the greatest nine holes, if not the greatest nine holes he's ever seen.
I mean, how is that even possible? It was unbelievable. The best shot of the front nine, for me at least, was on nine. His golf ball goes off the cart path there. He takes his relief and then hooks a nine iron up to about 10 feet and makes birdie on nine, which was just vintage Tiger. Vintage Tiger. It was one where he was talking to himself walking up the hill. The commentator makes the remark that he gave himself a good pep talk going up that hill for that putt, and it was just a lot of fun to be a part of yesterday. He makes his runs. He was unbelievable with his irons, dialed into every aspect of his game except the old big stick in the back there. Couldn't find the fairway with that, and that proved to be his undoing this weekend at the PGA Championship.
You know what was great about it was I talked about it, the 86 Masters, and it was Jack Nicklaus and Greg Norman and Seve Ballesteros and Tom Kite. And
the big names.
All the big names. And then you look up yesterday, and Brooks Koepka now with his third major, and obviously Tiger, and Adam Scott making an unbelievable comeback in his career, especially exemption. Now, Scott's career was over. Everybody says he's done. That's why you can't tell, man, if these guys are done or not. Stuart Sink making a comeback.
Sure.
But John Rahm, one of the top 10 players in the world. And Francesco Molinari, one of the top 10 players in the world. And Thomas Peters, one of the top 10 players in the world. Justin Thomas, the number three player in the world behind Koepka and Dustin Johnson. And Gary Woodland, who bombs it. And Cabrera Bello, who had a great day with the 64 yesterday. And Jordan Spieth made a little run yesterday. You look all up and down his leaderboard. You had Jason Day. You had Ricky Fowler. You had Kevin Kisner. You had Justin Rose. Webb Simpson. I mean, it was a great leaderboard.
There was no gimmies up there on that leaderboard.
No. And then on top of that, you saw guys that were just firing at stick. Now, the greens were soft. But on a 7,400-yard golf course, these guys are hitting driver pitching wedge. Pitching wedge from 156 yards up to within a foot of the hole all day long, and they're making these birdies. And I mean, look at the leaderboard yesterday. Tiger shoots 64. Koepka shoots 66. Adam Scott, 67. Sink, 67. John Rahm shot 68. Molinari, 67. Justin Thomas, 68. Jordan Spieth, 66. I mean, it was amazing. Again, the golf course is playing, giving up a lot of that. But just seeing the highest level play, 248-yard par 3, and Koepka hits 4-iron up there about 6 feet, inside of 7 feet, and makes it. And 250-yard shots into par 3s and hitting up there and making, you know, hitting it close all day long. It's just amazing golf.
It was
highest level of golf that I've seen since 86 Masters.
It was must watch golf. It was must interact golf, right? It was watch a shot, watch a Tiger shot, watch Koepka, whatever it was. Twitter was a lot of fun to be on at that point in time. It was fun to go back and forth texting, you know, different people that were definitely watching with you and hanging on every shot, every swing of the club. It was everything the PGA Championship always wants to be and never is, right? This is the championship that's always forgotten, the championship right. that no one particularly loves or, you know, I don't want to say cares about because people do care about it, but it's not the most popular one and it's not even close. And yesterday just made it unbelievable. It was so much fun to be a part of. Disappointing at the end for people who were rooting for Tiger, of course, but just an unbelievable amount of respect for the rest of the field and what happened, just the drama that built over this weekend. And you know, there's the delay on Friday, and they're playing one and a half rounds on Saturday. It's just, it was so much packed into one weekend, so much into a championship that we often overlook that I can't wait. You know, what is it, 230-something days to the Masters?
You don't have to wait, buddy.
I cannot wait.
Here's what you don't have to wait for.
Oh, I don't have to wait. They're adding the fifth?
No. You have the Ryder Cup coming up in Paris.
See, that's exciting. I'm very excited about that.
Let me give you excited about something else. And in the past, you might not have been, but you need to get excited about this. The playoffs.
Playoffs?
The four playoff events. Tiger is now 20th in the playoff list. Of those 20, Brooks Koepka is the only guy who's played in less tournaments than Tiger. Brooks, because of the injury to his hand, he's played in 13, and Tiger's played in 14. But he's got a chance to win the FedEx Cup points, to win the FedEx Championship, the Tour Championship and all yep. that coming up. There's four big events there. And now this gets you through, you know, September, and it adds to something to golf and something to do on a Sunday afternoon. But in that top 20, Kyle Stanley from Clemson's in there, Ricky Fowler's in there. You got Rahm and Phil Mickelson and Patrick Reed and DeChambeau and Molinari and Day and Bubba Watson and Justin Rose and Koepka and Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, Tiger Woods. That's a lot of really good things that are going to be happening on some really cool golf courses too. And now after this week, when it all starts in 2 weeks, and then you've got the Ryder Cup after that in Paris with him being on the team, most likely. How could you not pick him now, by the way? You got to pick him now.
I had talked myself into being okay with everything that happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, he's come so far. He's, you know, 656 to 26 now. He's moved up 630 spots in the World Golf Rankings. And then I saw a tweet yesterday that I ended up retweeting where it is showing Tiger over the combined, his combined scores from the last two majors, where he's 19 under in the last two majors, and that's first in all of golf. It just screams a missed opportunity, doesn't it?
It does. And again, in the end, he's going to have to win, and he's never going to be what he was.
But the yesterday fact, felt like it.
It felt like it. But even then, he's not going to win 2 and 3 and 4 majors in a year. It's not going to happen, man. He's not going to have that Tiger slam at one time. He's 42 years old with a fuse bag. He's not. But you're going to get glimpses of this, and that's fun. That's great. What's wrong with that? Why can't we enjoy that? Why can't we enjoy him on the Ryder Cup team? Maybe him and Mickelson paired together, or him and Koepka paired together, or something like that. It's going to be this. That's fun, man. We've got an added superstar back on the list again. I mean, what if you could go back and go, Peyton Manning coming back and leading his team to the playoffs again. Wouldn't that be kind of fun to see now that these old washed up superstars that nobody think would ever play again? Wouldn't it be great to see like Muhammad Ali would be boxing again? He tried it at 40 something, but you know what I'm saying? That wouldn't it be great? Let's just sit back and enjoy this. enjoy the crowds getting into it like maybe like no other golf tournament we've ever seen before. All the camera phones everywhere. All the buzz. Can't we just enjoy that? Wouldn't that be great? Who's your favorite player? Let me ask you something. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great for Martin Brodeur to come back and lead the Devils to the playoffs? Now, you don't have to win the Stanley Cup, but lead them back to the playoffs again? Wouldn't it be fun to watch Marty Brodeur do that for you?
I mean, yeah, but...
That's what we're talking about here.
At the end of the day, you want to win, right?
Yeah, you want to win, and he's going to win, I think. But the story now is, wasn't even going to play at all. Didn't know if he'd ever play again. Remember we had the Chipping Yips? And was he 80?
Yes.
And he's done and his back and he couldn't get out of bed. He couldn't play with his kids. He had to lay on the floor. He said, I spent most of the day just laying on the floor because it hurt so bad.
Listen, I'm with you. And that's why I talked myself into being okay with the weekend. And then I saw he's 19 under over the last two majors.
That's hope because there's a feel. That's a positive, not a negative, though.
It is a positive, but it's a stinging positive.
I don't have to have him breaking Jack's record. I don't have to have him winning majors every year. I don't have to have all that. You just give me yesterday.
In his mind.
And you give me British Open.
I still think he's chasing it.
He is. And he's got a chance. There's no one here who can honestly tell you that, you know what? He has no chance to break Jack's record.
Yeah.
You saw that yesterday. He's 42 years old. You think he's not going to be in.
Shot a 64 on Sunday in the major.
The lowest round he's ever had in the final round of a major.
Easily could have been a 62-61 yesterday. Easily.
But you're going to tell me, oh, there's no way he wins again. He can't break Dragon. You don't know that, man. You don't know that. Just sit back and enjoy it. And you don't have to be so freaking negative that you have to be right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be negative about it. What?
He was 0-for-7 on fairways in the front nine, made 4 birdies, and shot a 32.
It's unbelievable.
0-for-7 on fairways.
It's unbelievable. There we are. All right. Good segment to. I want to talk some Clemson football scrimmage. I want to talk some Ohio State. I want to talk some Maryland. I mean, I didn't know that when we signed off on Saturday, I mean on Friday, I didn't know we talked Maryland football. But we're going to talk some Maryland football. Some Ryder Cup stuff, some MLB stuff. That was an unbelievable weekend. Tua looks like he's taking over. Just an unbelievable weekend. Tiger Sports Shop. Yesterday, Meredith and her friend who was in town went by Tiger Sports Shop, and I gotta tell you, man, Meredith's friend bought one of the coolest looking, two of the coolest looking things I've seen from the ladies section. And I told them before they went over there, I said, look, you're gonna love the ladies section over there now. Kind of like something, like, I think it's one of the biggest advances that we've had is like what the women can get at Tiger Sports Shop now. All the Nike stuff looks awesome. So go by and see them. Exclusive Nike sideline apparel stuff. Their 2018 stuff is there. They can't wait for you to go ahead and get ready for the season. I hope a lot of you did it this weekend of the 20,000 that came in for Fan Appreciation Day. I can't imagine it being any better than what you stop by and get ready for the season there, too. These are great folks. 364 College Avenue, 1102 Tiger Boulevard. It's tigersports.com. They are ready for you. Get ready for the season. You know, we don't have 2-a-days anymore. You can just do... one a day. Go over there and just do one. I'm going to go today, as a matter of fact. I'm going to go ahead and make my purchases today. Get ready to take my stuff out to A&M. Get ready for the season at Tiger Sports Shop. TigerSports.com. They'll be glad to send it to you. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Reaction Monday. Phone calls, text. I'm looking now. I don't know how many tweets we've got. I mean, how many texts we've got. Tons of them. I'll try to get to a lot of them if we can right after this.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn. 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return 4 starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock
are the shores of Lake Jocassee, are the woods for camping. Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Hi, I'm Evan, Vice President of the Health There, proud husband and father of three. I worked for a lot of heavy hitters in the health and wellness industry, and I'll admit, I was skeptical when I heard about the Health There's 90-day cellular health program. I've seen a lot of things come and go that claim to get fast results, but after a few days with the clients and staff, I called my wife in shock. I told her I've never seen anything like this. Clients are getting off their medications and reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, IBS, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and even sleep apnea in just a few weeks. I couldn't believe it. Since that day, I have a reignited passion about programs that actually works. But don't take my word for it. I was skeptical, and you probably are too. Come on in for your free consultation, and I'll let my staff show you how to reverse your symptoms the easy way. And if we can't help you, I'll give you your money back. Call now, and I'll give you a free consultation with a health coach. My coaches are standing by to talk to you right now. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME, or go to idaregreenville.com.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. It's summertime, and you gotta find your kids something to do, because an energetic kid with too much free time can land you in small claims court. Luckily, Groupon has deals on movies, bowling, escape rooms, amusement parks, and all kinds of things kids love. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day this summer, like getting those kids out of the house. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style with looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers, next level tees for gamers, sporty looks for first day goals, unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered with Cat and Jack uniforms 20% off in the Cartwheel app. Offer valid through Saturday.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I've all seen the man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlock jam for the main. He asked the man for what he could spare with shame.
Hey,
Harbin Lumber wants to help you out. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. I know this. I've known these guys. I've continued to talk about them for years and truly trust everything they do. They've been doing this since 1917, and they can help you from a commercial, from a residential, from a homeowner's. You know, if you're building your dream home, then make sure that it's done on budget and the best materials in town. If you're residential builder, contractor, remodeler, they can take care of that for you as well. If you build commercial industrial sites, they can certainly help for you all those as well. We're talking about the fantastic friends of ours at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. Again, 353-5053. I'm looking on their site right now. I think, no, that's not my house. It looks very close to one of my houses. I'm seeing Wes put in some cabinets, and it's close to like one of my, what my house looks like, but it's not it. Anyway, harbinlumber.com. Get in touch with them. All right, Reaction Monday. What'd you think? 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Delvin is in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Good morning, Delvin.
Hey,
thanks
guys,
for hanging
on. Doing?
We're good, man. How about you?
I'm good. First of all, congratulations, man. I heard the news when I got to air. Then I went on the podcast, and if I couldn't tell, I thought it was Zach having a babysitter.
Oh, touche, buddy. Touche. Yeah, we were. I told Zach. You know, one of the coolest things about so far this process so far is just seeing people's or hearing people's reaction to it and you know, hearing family and friends reaction to it. But boy, Zach made our day on Friday. We both enjoyed that, no doubt.
Yeah, I was like, man, that was just priceless. But
yeah,
like
that was
I said,
great.
Congratulations. If it's a boy, is it going to name it Trevor Lawrence Pollard?
TL, probably T-Law, maybe something like that. Maybe Lawrence, maybe. Yeah.
I was thinking if Tiger Woods was the one, he'd probably name it Elgin Woods Pollard.
You could name him. I tried to talk her to name a Tiger, him or her Tiger, but I don't think that's going to work either. But
you know, yeah, like I said, congratulations on the news and big weekend for Clemson, the scrimmage, and man, Justin Ross, man, unbelievable catch. Nobody seen him by now. If you haven't seen him by now, I don't know what's wrong with, but man, that was an awesome catch. But like, but I agree with you. The offense did good this week, but you know the defense could be do good in that scrimmage. But I want to get your take, mate. Make you another Big Ten coach in trouble, DJ Durkin. And what do you think about Will Muschamp comments, man? Sticking up for him.
I don't blame Will Muschamp. It's easy for Clemson people to say Muschamp's an idiot and he was jump on Muschamp. Muschamp's taken up for a friend, a guy that he worked with for 4 years. You know what? There's not – loyalty's not a bad thing sometimes. Sometimes it didn't come off right. And it sounds like the guy's the insensitive and a jerk and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with, like, defending your friends, too. So I don't have a problem with anything that Will Muschamp said. With that said, yeah. Maryland football, first of all, wasn't great to begin with. They're going to have a hard time rebounding from this. They're going to have a hard time anyway. But I don't know all the facts. You know, I don't know everything that happened. And I think that – sometimes things, I don't know. DJ Durkin, I don't. Does he not care about his kids? I don't know that. I don't know if the coaching staff doesn't care about the kids. I don't think the coaching staff meant to hurt anybody. Maybe they should have monitored it better. Maybe they should. Sometimes these things happen. I don't know. I could be talked. This is a lot like the Ohio State thing. I could be talked into feeling a certain way on this thing because I'm kind of on the fence. I don't want to see kids get hurt or die. At the same time, you got to get them in shape somehow, and sometimes accidents happen. I just don't know enough about the facts yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah. If you would have told me that a couple weeks ago that Urban Meyer would probably keep your job and DJ Durkin would be fired,
yeah,
I would probably wouldn't believe you, but that's what it looked like it's going to happen.
A texture made a great point. Not a good preseason for the Big Ten so far this year.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
But that's two of my guys. Taking my call, guys, and once again, congratulations, Mick.
Thank you, Delvin. It's very kind of you. Thank you, sir. Zach, like the Urban Meyer stuff. And no, by the way, let me be clear about Urban Meyer. Did you see what Courtney Smith's mom said on Facebook?
Yep.
For those that didn't, she said that anytime there's any kind of physical abuse, to her knowledge, it was because he was defending herself. She put the blame on her daughter. And I told you this, man, you don't know what happened in these cases. I don't know enough about what happened in the Maryland case. I mean, on the surface, it looks terrible. and that DJ Durkin kills football players and doesn't care about football players, and that these coaches are jerks that just wanted to use these players. Personally, I have a hard time believing that. I just read the preliminary stuff that came out. I hadn't read the secondary things and the investigations that are coming out of it. I think there's more answers than questions, but you're going to try to convince me, or can you convince me to feel one way or another in this Maryland case?
Can I convince you?
Yeah, or can you try to convince me?
I mean, sure. We found out all this stuff through the ESPN reports. We found out Durkin hired this guy from Mississippi State, the strength coach, and there was a quote-unquote history of, not a history, but there was an atmosphere of intimidation and bullying that was happening in the Maryland football program, right? The guy dies, the kid dies in practice. He doesn't die in practice, he dies in the hospital after, you know, running in practice, and he does a heat stroke. 106 degrees was his body temperature when he passed away. It was all anonymous reporting because there's a fear of retaliation and the coaching circles and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I can tell you one way or the other right now. Since we've talked about this Ohio State stuff at length for days and days in a row, do we want to just wait and see what happens with this external investigation? Do we want to comment on it now? Do we want to comment on it in one way or the other and end up looking like what Muschamp looked like over the weekend? Because he looked awful.
But do you understand Muschamp's, what he was saying? Because I do.
Absolutely. He was sticking up for a guy that was on his staff for years.
Right.
I get it.
And a guy, what the person that he knows, Will Muschamp knows DJ Durkin from 100%. Meetings and recruiting meetings and getting in kids' homes and stuff like
but,
this.
But
I don't think DJ Durkin hates football players, no. Hates families, is trying to kill players, trying to hurt players. I will say this, and again, hindsight, I'm sure they made mistakes. And I'm sure I'm naive, Mr. Or 24.
Yep.
Because I want to believe that these kind of things aren't happening and don't happen. But the idea of verbally abusive, yeah, that's called football practice, you know?
Well, there's a line, right?
Yeah,
just because I suffer doesn't mean you have to suffer.
No.
That's kind of the culture in football sometimes.
Well, did you ever have a wrestling coach that got in your face and that yelled at you, come on, you know, whatever got on you? I mean,
not to the sense, not to the line that we're talking about in Maryland football right now, though.
Yeah.
It was never like that.
I do agree that the culture has changed and you can't browbeat kids anymore. I agree with that. But you know, good or bad. I mean, I know Marines that say, boy, I wish we could still do it the old way because we came out tougher and we were more ready to do it than this. Maryland's trying to turn a program around. They're looking for an edge. That's not the right way to go about it. I'm not defending that at all. Nobody would ever defend a toxic environment.
That's what it felt like Muschamp was doing in that interview.
But Muschamp,
that's how it came across. He didn't want to do that.
But Muschamp made a good point. You can find at least one player in every program in America who's probably not playing that's going to blame a coaching staff for things that are going wrong. Look at all the kids that transfer out and blame it on the coach. Some point in time, there's some responsibility. And I'm not saying about the kid who passed away. All right? I'm not. Believe me, I'm not saying this. But A, accidents happen. And B, you know, sometimes it's on you to tap out or to get in better shape to begin with. I don't know what happens in all this case. I'm not talking about him personally. I'm not trying to be insensitive to the departed here. But I don't think DJ Durkin and his staff set out to humiliate kids and to kill kids and that kind of stuff. Muschamp's point is that, yeah, there are disgruntled people that will say bad things. Look at our text line. You got different personalities out there everywhere. And you can find somebody who thinks that you and I are bad people right now because of something we said on the radio and they could tell a reporter, boy, these people are terrible people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There are people here, not in our organization, but there's people that you go to work today and you got 200 employees, people around you. Yeah, somebody's going to be disgruntled and somebody can talk bad about the boss and say, this boss did this to me and he yelled at me and he hurt my feelings. And so I don't put a lot of that. I think Muschamp made a decent point. It didn't come across great. He looked bad. But I understand what he was trying to do. Defend someone, be loyal to a friend, and make a good, pretty good point that if you dig deep enough, a couple hundred people, you can find somebody who's going to say something bad about your program, right?
I guess.
I'm not convincing you this.
No, I thought it was abysmal the way he handled the whole thing.
Let's talk more about an hour three. Sure. Hour two, I'm sorry, hour two. Where does hour go? Lakeside Logic, Clemson. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm on top of the hour break. I'll tell you about Taj Boyd. I saw Taj on a, did you see the picture of Taj working out on the thing? That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you about that coming up. A lot to do in hour number two. We'd love for you to come back. Phone calls, texts, and tweets. We call it Reaction Monday. More of your reaction in hour number two.